Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Southern New England Sports Original.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287, the phone number. We finally have some open phone lines if you want to grab them. You can also keep your text coming to 37937. From the text line, is Dan still so upset that the Patriots didn't keep Garoppolo that he hates Belichick that much?
No. No. Well, maybe, but no.
This one is addressed to you.
Yes.
Nick, you got your tap shoes on?
What's up?
Any other team racks up the number of stupid penalties and blown timeouts, you call out the coach, but Dan calls the Pats poor play, calls the Pats poorly coached, and you go into a jig.
Okay. Well, I did criticize the coaching staff, right? And I just did criticize Bill for that, so I'm not totally dancing there. It's just that, you know, most other coaches don't have, what, 6 Super Bowl rings to their name, so he does kind of get a little bit of leeway or, you know, sort of benefit of the doubt at times, right? Texter, Scott, right?
Yeah. I'm just letting you answer. That was addressed to you.
Sure.
Keep me out of it.
Sure.
This text comes, guys, happy Thanksgiving. Last Thursday night made me want to be inside a Walmart at 4 a.m. on a Black Friday wanting to punch someone. Between bad officiating, the Patriots being poorly coached and making dumb plays, I was ready to fight. There you go.
Yeah, well, no, I get it. Yeah, I had an extra piece of pie because of the whole thing.
We asked, how do you feel about this team? More positive, more negative after Thursday? Still positive moving forward. 3 of the losses have been non-conference. Just need to win division/conference games.
Okay.
I guess that is a kind of a thing you can look at.
Sure.
Not losing division games or conference games.
Yeah, right.
Games,
so, yeah,
but,
sure.
But now they've got it ahead of them, right? You've got 2 with Buffalo. You've got Miami at home. So,
and they're going to be huge games.
I know.
Huge games. But you feel better, again, about what the Patriots put out there offensively going into this Thursday game against Buffalo. You do, right? Because, you know, Buffalo just seems a little bit more vulnerable right now. Not having Von Miller is huge. That's a really big loss for them because he's really added a lot to their defense. He's given them that pass rusher, that veteran pass rusher that's just smart, that gets after it. Like, it's... Yeah, that's a huge loss for them.
The Patriots lost Harris. Who was the other one they lost on Thursday night? They had 2 guys.
Jacoby Myers is going in and out.
Jacoby Myers, that's right, with his shoulder, but he came back. In fact, he made the final catch of the game.
Yeah.
Figures. I'm debating
tough.
Before the game. Who do I start fantasy, Jacoby Myers or Adam Thielen? Wah, wah, wah. I started Jacoby.
Those are the breaks.
You know what? I went against my philosophy. Here's my fantasy philosophy. I told my son this. Whenever in doubt, when it's that close, if there's a guy playing at home, pick the guy playing at home. Because usually you play better at home. You know, teams at home win. So,
you know what my philosophy in that situation would have been?
That?
If it's between that or a guy who plays for the Patriots, don't pick the guy that plays for the Patriots, unfortunately. Because, it used to be, because Brady would spread the ball out so much that, like, the only guy that I ever really consistently was like, I'm going to take him, put him on my fantasy team, and he's going to get me points, was Edelman. Like, Gronkowski would have his monster games, but then there'd be games where it wasn't so much of a monster game. Edelman would always get yards. He'd always go to Edelman.
You know, I know there's been a great debate, too, recently, too. Is Travis Kelce now surpassing Gronk as maybe the best tight end in NFL history?
No.
No, huh?
No.
No, you're adamant about that.
That's nice. He's a great receiving tight end. What does he do besides that?
Yeah, he is not the blocker that Gronk was.
You are 1,000%
correct there. But, man, can he get open and can he run after the catch?
Travis got him in rings, too.
Yes, Travis Kelce's a great player. He's a great player. Yeah. No, he's not Gronk. Nope. You won't convince me of that. No, okay. Gronk had so much more of an effect on the game besides being a pass catcher. And yes, Kelce is going to surpass Gronk when it comes to statistics. He's already getting there, right?
Yep.
How did that happen? Because Gronkowski, because of the injury riddled career that the guy had.
I love how everybody has to be the greatest. What about Tony Gonzalez? It's been great tight ends. Why do we have to crown Kelsey?
That's just the heat of the moment, Joe. That's what people are doing. That's just what people are doing. Now, you know how this goes. This is what we do, Joe. This is our business. We compare things. We contrast. Who's this? Who's the greatest here? Who's the greatest this?
Disrespectful to people who pay
for it. All great. Yes, they are all great.
I don't know where area code 732 is, but...
What's that?
The text says, the old Nikki sidestep.
All right, enough with the dancing thing. Like, what's the...
I'm just telling you.
I've been completely fair here.
Coaching right? could be better sidestep. You shut your dirty mouth about Billy.
You shut your... You sound like the couple that's fighting at the beginning of Wedding Crashers. Go comatose for me, babe. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
All right. Are you engaged by the World Cup?
Yeah. Yeah, I know it was a nil-nil draw yesterday, yeah. But I want to watch it.
Again, it's the one time that I do really enjoy soccer.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, it doesn't quite have the same impact as it does when it's played during the summer. I think because there's so much other sports going on at the same time.
Yes.
You got football, you got the NBA, you got the NHL, you got college basketball. So it's like it gets lost a little bit. Like the other day, like Thanksgiving Day, I'm watching football in all due respect. Now, I'm switching during commercials to the World Cup. Mm-hmm. The Brazil game, I think, was on.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is it's playing second fiddle to those other sports
yeah.
for me.
No, it should be played in the summer. And we've gone over the whole that it's in Qatar and, you know, that whole ordeal, whatever. But that's part of it because of the heat, whatever, and they're hosting. They're playing in November. And it's better when it's during July and the summer. The sports calendar is slower. It's baseball and not much else. That's why people, I think, are way more engaged when it's in, like, the middle of July. You know, people will take time out of their summer. Like, oh, let's put it on at the, you know, we're down at, I don't know, Ocean Mist down in at South Kingstown. And we're sitting on the, hey, let's put on the TV while we're enjoying the weather. And, hey, look, the World Cup's on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's way more appealing right now than, like, oh, college basketball's on. The NFL's on. College football's on. Basketball's on. You know, hockey's on. Oh, and the World Cup's going on. Like, there's way more, you know, to do. And so it does get lost, I think, a little bit.
With three good Thanksgiving games, why would you even flip the channel to the World Cup? All three of them were very good.
That's, and there's your question. Like, the fact that that's a question, Joe, is an indictment on the fact that it's being played in November.
I freely admit to being a soccer novice, ignoramus. Call me whatever you want.
Okay.
Will the Americans beat Iran on Tuesday, is it?
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
I got my Iran expert back here with his opinion.
Well, look, I think they have a chance, right? They have a chance. Iran beat Wales 2-0 yesterday. So, you know, they have a shot. They played England 0-0. Like, you know, the U.S. is... U.S. just got to score goals.
Yeah.
They got one goal. That's it. They got to score goals. You know they're going to be good at least trying to stop it. They have Matt Turner. We know Matt Turner around here from playing with the Revolution. Guy's a heck of a goalkeeper, right? And so they're going to be able to stop things. You know, the only goal that they've given up so far was on a penalty kick, on a PK. And it was Gareth Bale. It was really good. What? What now?
That same texture from the 732. I looked it up, by the way. 732 is a New Jersey area code.
All right. What now?
That same texture. Kelsey would be the greatest tight end of all time next week, according to Nick.
Enough! Stop it.
He is coming with heat at you.
Stop it. Enough.
Love it.
You're trying to get under my skin. It's not working. It's not working. You're not getting under my skin. It's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I like the World Cup, too, just because, you know, it's soccer on the world stage. You're playing for your country and all that
great.
Good stuff. But I don't know. Like I said, it's just getting a little lost for me with all the other sports going on at the same time. Whereas when it's in the summer, you know, it's like I can put baseball aside for the World Cup.
By the way, Texter, if you don't want to see me dance, all right? I'm like Elaine Benes. You know what I'm saying? It's just not a pretty thing.
Nice. Our first Seinfeld reference of the day.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
No Dancing with the Stars for you, Cordy.
You ever seen Elaine dance, Jerry? Yeah. Oh, no. She danced? Yeah. Yikes.
She would have blown up on TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
So the one other thing, you know, why don't we save it for a break? Because we're a little bit behind on taking a break. So let's take a break. We'll come back with Joe's producer's question of the day.
Well,
and
what did you want to tease ahead to? What was your thought there?
You'll find out when we come back.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Kardashian Coit on WEEI.
Happy holidays.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.